just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
I think it's happened again. The crew is lost. We're standing by to hear from Marianne.
The minnow would be lost.
Gilligan's Island, Dawn Wells. We'll talk to her momentarily. I hope.
She's baking a coconut pie right now.
MeTV Marathon, Gilligan's Island Marathon, will be Sunday evening, and let's see, 6 to 9 p.m. on MeTV. 6 to 9 p.m. Uh-oh, does that mean the Columbo rerun will be preempted? Well, that's okay. If it's just for one Sunday.
How many times have you seen every episode of Columbo?
Not enough. Not enough.
I got too much of Columbo when I was growing up because my brother...
Can't get enough.
He thought he was Columbo. So he would dress like him, talk like him all day long. It was like I was living with Columbo. Did you do that too?
That's why I like your brother.
You have so much in common with Ralph.
Dawn Wells was Miss Nevada. Did you know that?
And I did not.
She was, and she was a chemistry major. And she actually was in Chicago not too long ago, about 4 years ago. Since her movie and TV days ended, she's done a lot of live theater, and she was in Love, Loss, and What I Wore at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. And it's good to have her back on in Chicago, at least on WGN Radio right now. Hello, Dawn Wells.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm keeping you waiting. I've just been gossiping with another radio station, and you're the most important.
Now, wait a minute. We're not the only ones?
No, there's one or two of you. It's somewhere in the United States. I love Chicago. I have to say it's my favorite city. I say that every time I come there.
Oh,
I love it.
That's so great. And I want to meet you in person because my name is Marianne, and my entire life I have been, not mistaken for you, but teased about, how's the professor? How are my pies?
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, my entire life I feel this real connection with you.
Well, then we have to meet for sure. Do you wear ponytails too?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I know you still have a dialogue with your fans, and don't you have like 200,000 or 300,000 followers on Facebook, Dawn?
Oh, yeah. I think it's 250,000 or something like that. It's fascinating. You know, when I grew up, we didn't have that. And be able to actually really communicate with a fan from Illinois or Hawaii or something is really amazing to me. It's wonderful.
Where are you now, and what are you doing these days?
I'm in Los Angeles now. I'm getting ready to move on. I've been doing personal appearances in theater, and I'm busy as can be, and I'm really blessed. I'm very happy. I do a lot of stage. Well, of course, I've been in Chicago several times doing stage. I'm getting ready to do a play in San Diego, and I just finished Love, Loss, and What I Wore here, and we're talking Driving Miss Daisy, so I'm busy.
That sounds amazing. Now, have you been busy all along? Were you always busy since that show was on?
Yeah, and I went right back to the stage. I'm theater trained. And I thought if I stayed in Los Angeles and sat around for a year or two, I'd be playing the same character. So I went right back to the stage and branched out. First thing I did was Alan the Pussycat playing a hooker. A very nice, sweet hooker, by the way.
Of course.
And challenging myself to stretch. Because you do get typecast.
Boy, how smart were you? I mean, you were very young to be making those huge decisions that would affect the rest of your life.
Well, it isn't smart. It's don't you kind of know the path that you might want to follow? I mean, do you want to sit on the bench or do you want to play football? Or do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be the principal? Whatever you kind of want to do, you hope to grow with it, I would assume. See, I didn't have children. If you're a mother and you have family to raise, that's a whole career in itself, and I didn't have children. I took care of my mother, but I didn't have that other responsibility, and I'm pretty smart. Bragging here, but I'm pretty smart. It's a business. It's called show business.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't less if you just want to go have fun, go to community theater and do whatever you want. But it's a business, and you need to keep up to what the business is doing. I thought I would play that same character, so I went back to the theater and branched out and learned more and grew as an actress, and that was a choice.
From what I've heard and read, Gilligan, Bob Denver, was also a very, very smart man, wasn't he?
Very. Way before we even got into it, he was anti-pesticides and all of that. He was very smart, and you'd never know it by the characters he played.
And you were closest to the skipper, weren't you, Alan Hale Jr.?
Oh, I adored him, and the professor. I was close to everybody. The least two, the two people that I was least, and I don't mean there was any animosity or anything, but didn't really socialize with, were Jim Backus and Tina Louise. Mm-hmm. The rest of us were sort of like little family. Mrs. Howell and I, she didn't have children, so I was sort of a surrogate daughter. And Alan is exact same size as my father, so every time he'd hug me, I would be my dad. And Bob was very private. He was not a gregarious person in life. He was very introverted, very bright, and a fabulous dad with his kids. And we connected on a real, real special level. And, of course, the professor was wonderful. He was a hunk and charming, and we always said cards to each other, love the rest, because we were the rest for so long.
Oh. Was there ever any romance between you, you and the professor?
No. No, we were both married. No.
We
often laughed and said we'd have had our own island had we both not been married.
Because we as viewers wanted that. You know that, right?
Well, I hope so. And somebody said, who would you choose, the professor or Gilligan? I said, are you kidding? Is there a question here?
It's hard to believe. The show actually debuted 50 years ago, and it still seems as popular as ever, doesn't it?
Never been off the air. For 50 years. And how many languages are there in the world? I'm sure it's in every language out there. Because there's no dating it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say, oh, that's the philosophy of the 50s. Because there's no cars that tell you it's now 1963 and you're driving a Dukes of Hazzard car or whatever it is. There's none of that to tell you that. It's a Robinson Crusoe. We're all trying to survive and get along the best we can. And that's what the world is really doing. And I think that's why, really needing, and I think that's why it's still on.
What do you think was...
Very quick, funny story, though. The Coast Guard came, I don't know if you heard this story, the Coast Guard came in about 3 weeks after we were on the air, and Sherwood stopped the filming and said, that Coast Guard needs to talk to you. And the Coast Guard, the head of the Coast Guard, whatever that rank is, said, we have received many telegrams saying there are 7 people stranded in the Pacific Ocean. Why can't you find them?
That's awesome. What do you think struck a chord with viewers? Why was your show so beloved by people of all ages?
Because I think it had the message of simplicity. There wasn't anything negative. There wasn't anything silly, you know, natives that were going to tie us up and burn us or something like that. But but I think it was everybody has to get along, and I think we know that. Oh, look, they like each other. It was happy. It was an escape. Of course, it had nothing to do with being in a beautiful island out of the living room. I mean, and the props. And, oh, my gosh, look at this. You can't believe they got a washing machine and she's pedaling. I mean, I think people always... It's Robinson Crusoe, really.
It was hysterical. Now, one of the reasons that I loved Lost was because it reminded me of Gilligan's Island. Were you a fan of that show?
No. I mean, I don't mean I wasn't a fan. I don't think I watched it. I probably was doing stage.
And
that was real reality, wasn't it?
It was a program, and it was about these people who are stuck on an island.
Yeah, let's
basically
put it this way: Gilligan's Island made much more sense to most people
yeah,
than
it
Lost.
Make sense.
And
Lost was a drama. Lost
yeah.
wasn't a
yes.
comedy, right?
Yeah, it was
no,
a
it
drama.
Was not.
So you had real issues. We didn't have any real issues. I made coconut cream pie, and there wasn't a cow in sight.
Now, do you really make coconut cream pie?
Yeah, I'm a good cook.
I have your recipe book. You have a recipe book, or you
yes,
had
I
one?
Yes, I do. And I got another one coming out in the fall.
It's awesome. It's great to catch up with you. Great to hear you sounding so great. And sadly, it's just you and Tina Louise remaining with us these days from the original cast, correct?
I know. And it's so nice to see that you guys are running, WGN is running so much of the shows. It's wonderful.
And MeTV with the big marathon Sunday night, 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Chicago time, Gilligan's Island mini marathon, MeTV. We'll be watching, and hopefully we'll see you in Chicago very soon,
yes.
Don Wells.
Stop in and see us.
Back. I will. I would love it. And thanks for talking to me. And just say hi to me when you're watching that marathon.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, do you got it. Take care.
Thanks, guys.